what's up, y'all? This is Astro Dim laying in my bed because you know it's my bed in astrology. Yeah. Hey, what up, y'all? Here to talk about this new moon energy. I know that new moon technically happened yesterday, but I did some energy work, y'all. Oh my god, I was out for the count, my nigga. So, excuse me. Yeah, I just couldn't do it. But, you know, new moon energy is still popping. It'll be popping. Mostly for the next 2 weeks, but definitely to the next 4 weeks when it comes to the energy that's coming into our lives. You know what I mean? So, it's going to help you regardless. So, let's go talk about it, okay? So, again, Aquarius new moon happened January 24th. At 4:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It happened at 4 degrees Aquarius. 4 degrees, 22 minutes to be exact. So I'm just going to go through this typical spiel that I do or whatever. And talk about this energy, okay? So the new moon. What is a new moon? Well, astronomically, it represents when the sun and the moon are conjuncting. They may not meet each other exactly like an eclipse energy, but they're sorry about that but they are like meeting horizontally. That's probably the best way to say it, right? But astrologically, of course, it means the same thing. But, you know, the sun and the moon astrologically means two different things. The moon is our inner world, our emotions, our feelings. You know what I mean? What we want to feel nurtured. While the sun represents our self-expression. You know, how we react to things consciously. And, you know, how we express us, just how we express ourselves, you know? And so when these two energies are together, like the way that they are, what we feel in our inner world, we are able to express that appropriately, you know? So what we really, really want, we can express the energy. And when we are aligned like that emotionally, and through our expressions, it's easier to manifest things. Because we know what we want. There's no conflicts here. We are aligned. And so this is why this is a great time to do some major manifesting, you know? And, you know, kind of get what you want out of life. You get what I'm saying? Sorry, y'all. Just doing something real quick. I'm, like, so distracted. I've been distracted like a motherfucker lately. I'm sorry. It's all this energy in my 12th house. All right, so there's that, right? And so in general, if you kind of want to understand what this specific new moon means, it's basically internally and externally, we are seeking what makes us unique in this society and how we can use our uniqueness to help the world reach goals and live out our dreams. And also what the type of people that we want to be around as well. You know, Aquarius represents, you know, a lot of people say friends and network. And yes, it does represent that, but it's more to the Aquarius energy. It's your friends and your network, but it's society at large. What you can, how people perceive what you give to society at large. You know what I mean? Our dreams, our aspirations, how we can gain wealth. Things like that, what wealth is to us, you know? And so when there's a new moon in Aquarius, we're trying to look through the differences between us and other people and how not only we can make a change, but how other people can make a change as well within the lives of society, of everyone in society, but definitely within our own lives too. We'll make our own dreams and aspirations come true. You feel what I'm saying? So it's really cool energy. Now, the new moon is in 4 degrees Aquarius, and so it's in the first decan of Aquarius, which is ruled by its ruler, Uranus. I'm a modern astrologer, y'all, okay? I use modern placements. It makes the most sense to me. But, you know, is Saturn really do be saying a lot too, okay? You know, because that's his traditional ruler. So, you know, the first decan is ruled by, you know, Uranus slash Saturn, but more Uranus to me. So we are really, with that happening, we are really like trying to align and understand what makes us different, our uniqueness, our quirkiness, what makes us eccentric, our originality. You know, we're really trying to like align with it, connect with it, understand it, in order for us to put ourselves a little bit more out there, appropriately, to get what we want and to help others as well. So it's, you know, with it being in a kind of pure decant of Aquarius, that Aquarius uniqueness is there. Also with it being an Aquarius too, excuse me, expect the unexpected with this energy, that's for sure. That's for the good and the bad. Now, not that much bad will really happen, you know what I mean? Because there's only one square that's happening in this new moon, so it's not going to be too ridiculous, but squares are there. But we'll talk about that more with the aspects. But, you know, definitely expect the unexpected with this placement, because, you know, that's what this energy represents: spontaneity, randomness, unexpectedness, you know. So definitely keep your eyes open for that for the next 4 weeks, okay? Especially within this next week right here too, that's for sure, for sure. Now, you know, with this moon, new moon being in 4 degrees, you know, 4 degrees represents different things, and I kind of want to touch on that, you know. Four astrology represents like comfort, personal emotions, family. Four for tarot represents holding back, chilling, being present in the current moment that you're in. And four for numerology represents trustworthiness, masculinity, strength, stability, dependability, productivity, punctuality, obedience, persistence, results over recognition, being humble. So it's kind of like a similar energy here of being present, being humble, doing what you got to do for stability and comfort, and understanding what you truly want, you know. And four is connected with the moon as well, which is, this is the new moon. So I really feel like we're really getting into the depths of our unique emotions, our unique family situation, our unique home situation, but definitely our unique emotions and feelings, and expressing them and not giving a fuck, because it's Aquarius season. That's what we need to do. And see, and you know, when we kind of put ourselves out there emotionally too, the dope thing that really happens is that like other people's like, yeah, I feel that too. And no, you don't feel alone, you know. Yeah, yes, there's uniqueness within you, but you're not alone, you know. So that's always good. And then you can come together to figure out, okay, what can we do to strengthen this, to bring, you know, better things over into our lives, you know. So it's dope energy for sure. I like Aquarius new moons. I think it's going to be really healthy, especially for people who are Aquarius moons natally, because one thing I noticed about Aquarius moons natally is that they actually are very emotional people. But, huge but, they know how to hide it so well and act as if they are detached. But deep, deep down inside, they have a lot of emotion. They've just been gravely disappointed. A lot of them have been gravely disappointed, to make them feel that they have to really hide and detach from their emotions, or at least appear to detach from their emotions. And so the ability to like have this new moon energy, you know, no matter how unique and strange and awkward you feel about expressing your emotions, you know, you're going to learn to be more comfortable with it and just do it regardless. And I think that's really healthy and that's awesome. And it's needed for you guys. It's needed for a lot of us, but especially my Aquarius moon folks. All right. You don't have to be tough all the damn time. It's okay. All right. All right. So that's my little spiel about that energy. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the aspects being made to this new moon, okay? This new moon is conjunct Mercury. Interesting, interesting, interesting. So with that energy, what's really dope about it is we're not only feeling our, you know, unique ways, or understanding our uniqueness within our emotions, or the uniqueness within the things that are private within our lives. We're expressing it, of course, right? Not giving a damn, expressing it freely. But then we're also kind of being strategic with it too. You know, Mercury is connected to communication and thought process. And so we're trying to figure out different ways on how we can involve this in our everyday life, how we can intelligently talk about that experience that we're having with this new moon energy, and trying to understand it logically. Like, okay, I feel this way, it's unique, it's different, I'm expressing it, but, you know, what's the logical implication of this whole situation? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like the feel that we're having with this new moon energy. So, it's actually pretty cool. It's not just a really big picture, which Aquarius is known for being sometimes. We're understanding the intricacies of what's happening to our inner world and how we are expressing it in our outer world, you know, communicating instead of just acting, you know. And when I say acting, I mean, you know, say for instance, like, you're mad. Right? You feel mad. That's the moon. You feel mad. And you express your anger through hitting, like slamming the door, slamming cabinets, right? So people, you're expressing that. That's the sun. But now Mercury is here. You're explaining to people, you're communicating to people why you are angry, right? And then also, because the Mercury is conjunct this energy too, you're applying things in your everyday routine life to address this anger. So you see how they all kind of come together. Now that's how it's going to be with you when it comes to like Aquarius like things, when it comes to your, you know, your dreams, your aspirations, how you feel about your friends and your network, and how you're going to address them with whatever, how you feel about that situation, you know what I mean? Your just general uniqueness and quirks, and just society at large, you know, you feel one way, you express it, then you're going to explain it and then apply it to your everyday life. So it's a dope aspect to have. It's not hitting anything, meaning that, like, you know how I say that the moon and the sun, the opposites and conjunctions are neutral. And usually the energy is neutral, but if the energy as a group is actually making other aspects to other planets, you know, then it can make the conjunction bad or it can make the conjunction good. So again, this energy is not making other aspects because it's just not. And so, you know, this energy is generally. Sorry, cut off, y'all. So I was basically saying is that, you know, this, you know, conjunction is a neutral conjunction. It's not making any, you know, good or bad aspects to each other. Just looking through and double checking, and it's not. So it's a decent conjunction. The new moon is making like other aspects itself, but the thing is that the other planet has to make a good aspect too. So for instance, like the sun and the moon, the new moon is square Uranus, but Saturn, Mercury is not square Uranus. And then also the sun and moon is conjunct Saturn, but Saturn is in the sun. Actually, the sun and the moon is also square Uranus. But Saturn's not square Uranus. So, you know, even though the new moon is squaring Uranus, because the other planets that is conjuncting is not squaring Uranus, it's not affecting those conjunctions. Do you feel what I'm saying, y'all? Do you get me? I hope you do. It's hard to explain sometimes, but, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that y'all get it and whatever. I can say, though, let me add this. I can say that this sun and moon and Mercury conjunction, or new moon and Mercury conjunction, is... oh, no, it's not. Never mind. I thought I saw a connection with Mars, but it ain't doing that either. So, yeah, these are neutral as fuck. So, basically, it's just sun, moon, Mercury combining energy, which, you know, that's kind of honestly a nice conjunction to have. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly of all those planets coming together, you know what I mean? And so, you know what, how it could be a little bit tough sometimes is, you know, the neuroticism of Mercury and always having to think before you feel, think before you express. But I don't think that's going to be applied here. It's just really neutral, like the neutral energy of the sun, the moon, and Mercury coming together. And it's going to be applied the same way with Saturn as well. All right, so let's talk about that. This new moon, it was conjunct Saturn. Now, this is cool because, you know, it's what I was describing before. You know, you feel one way, you're going to express that way how you feel, but you're also going to do it with authority, with authority, okay? It's really dope. Like, it's a lot of people like to put Saturn equals restriction. When it's aspected bad, yes. When it's aspected neutrally or good, no. It's all about responsibility and authority and putting yourself on top or bring yourself to the top. That's probably the best way to say it. It represents perseverance, you know? And so, you know, that's the like kind of good and neutral energy of Saturn. And so while you are having this understanding of your uniqueness or of a certain quirk that you know have and fully expressing it, you're doing it and you're doing it more proudly, especially with Sun is also involved here, right? And Saturn energy is pretty, is proud itself as well, because the thing is that they know that they, what they're doing is the right thing. They know what they're doing is correct. Saturn has done the research before it executes, you know what I mean? And so, you know, the beautiful thing about that conjunction is that, you know, while you're discovering yourself and all the uniqueness and differences within you, you're doing it in a strong way. You're doing it with strength. You're proud of yourself in the process, you know, and you're getting things done. You feel what I'm saying? You're getting shit done. And so if you're trying to discover more about like, how can I obtain wealth with my unique talents and how people perceive my unique talents, how can I follow my dreams and aspirations of seeing things that I'm emotionally connected to, how can I express that so people can get it, you know, you're setting up the planning, you're getting your shit done in order for that to happen. And so it's a lot of like again, perseverance and motivation to get to where you want to get to. It's beautiful energy, actually. I like it. Okay, dope as shit. Now let's go on to the next aspect. This new moon is sextile Mars. More motivation, more drive, Yes, yes, yes. So this is really cool energy. Sextiles, of course, are lovely. And the cool thing about it is that, you know, both Sag energy and Aquarius energy represents spontaneity, but in a different way. Represents big picture, but in a different way. You know what I mean? There's a lot of logic to the big picture ideas that Aquarius have, but with Sag, it's more about like you're passionate about something, and you're just, it's almost like a sense of idealism, but ruled by passion instead of emotion. You get what I'm saying? And that's how y'all handle the big picture stuff. And then like, you know, with spontaneity, again, the spontaneity with Sag is based off of passion. Hey, I want to do it, I'm going to do it. The spontaneity of Aquarius is more unexpected, and it's more of a like master of the mind. Like, okay, this random thing happened, what can I do, how can I use my mind to get it done? And it's like exhilarating and exciting, you know? So it's really cool energy. Now, while you're like dealing with unexpected things, allowing your talents and your emotions to come through in those unexpected events, while you are discovering the uniqueness within you and expressing it unapologetically, you're being extra motivated because of Mars, but it's in a different way. What Mars is in Sagittarius is doing is it's like putting passion into this logic based thing that you're going through at this moment. And so it's like kind of like that instigator almost, where it's like you know, you feel something and you really want to express that thing, and Mars is kind of like, do it, go ahead, do it, yes, do it. You want to do it, right? Just go ahead, do it, do it, do it, do it. That's what Mars is doing. It's giving you the motivation and drive to express whatever you want to express, to feel wherever you want to feel, and to take action. You know what I mean? Just because you feel it, just because you feel that passion to take some action, it's pushing you to take that step, you know? And so it's telling you, it is pushing us to, you know, don't just do things because it logically seems right. Don't just do things because, you know, I don't know, just because that's what I said before. Like, don't just do things because of the logical thought. Put some passion behind it too, so it can motivate you to really stick to it, you know? So I like the energy a lot. I think it's really dope. I do. And a learning lesson as well, like with sextile energy, it's kind of like it's harmonious energy, but harmonious energy that you can learn from. So you're learning to apply passion to logic, but also logic into passionate situations too. So it's nice. I really like it. It's making you take that leap on not being like that weirdo and being okay with being that weirdo. You know what I mean? So very interesting. Next energy is that this new moon is square Uranus, which, you know, Uranus is the ruler of this new moon. This is a tough placement, y'all. I can't even fucking front, okay? I can't even fucking front. This is a tough-ass placement. Not only because it's square, but it's square the ruler of the new moon. You know, Uranus rules Aquarius, straight up. And so, with this energy, like, this new moon is going to bring unfavorable, unexpected things that's going to shake up your world. Might even be a tower moment. You guys may have felt this tower moment like a week before. You know what I mean? I would not be surprised if that was the case. But not as, if you experienced it before that week, before like 7 days ago, then it doesn't count, you know? But you know, you might have experienced that tower moment the week before. But, you know, all these other beautiful aspects is showing you that this is teaching you something. You know what I mean? This is a lesson within this. And with it squaring the ruler of the new moon, this was kind of like divine planning, divine intervention to cause your ass to, like, take some fucking action. You know what I mean? So let's go ahead and talk about this actual thing astrologically. So, you know, the new moon in Aquarius is all about trying new things, allowing yourself to be unique, allowing yourself to connect with other people, to build upon your network. You know what I mean? To connect with like-minded people, to follow those unique, you know, talents and seeing how far it can get you. Following your dreams and aspiration to obtain wealth. You know, it's all about that. Wow. Taurus energy, which is where Uranus is at, right? Taurus energy is more about tradition, taking the road that was taken before. You know what I mean? Doing things in a practical sense. You know, it's the Hierophant out of all the cards, right? It's more of like the Hierophant. You know, it's very traditional, doing things the right way, doing the things that how everyone always did it, you know? And it's more self-involved in Aquarius energy too. Aquarius energy is about others, the society, you know, your network. Well, Taurus is connected to, you know, more of your self-worth, your material worth, your money, your confidence, your self-esteem, like very self and me, you know what I mean? And so these energies are very, very different because Aquarius is all about the collective while Taurus is all about self. Now, with these planets, though, you know, we are feeling emotionally motivated to express our uniqueness. And so we are expressing our uniqueness and manifesting beautiful things to happen. However, this is shaking up the current life that you're in. The things that you are literally manifesting is going to turn your current life upside down. Because you have a goal, not even a goal, a duty to serve the collective in one way or another. Yes, all of y'all do. In one way or another, it could be small, it could be big, whatever. But all of us have a duty to society, right? But the thing is, if you really do take advantage of this situation right now, which a lot of people won't, all right? I'm going to be real. If you take advantage of this situation right now, what's going to happen is that it's going to shake our world, right? It's going to kind of disrupt the tradition. Because again, Taurus represents tradition. And we're talking about Uranus in Taurus. Uranus is again the ruler of the new moon connected to Aquarius, shaking the table, shaking shit up. So it's shaking tradition up, shaking your worth up, shaking your material worth and money up as well. You know? And so I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of you guys had that happen where your wages got fucked up, things got taken from you, you feel worthless, someone's telling you that you are worthless and trying to fuck up your confidence, right? But this is a time for you to be more like the Star card, right? Which is connected with Aquarius, and manifest, continue to manifest positivity to your life. And then realize too that if your traditional, typical life has been shaken up, it's because it's connected to something that you've been manifesting. Not saying that you're manifesting fuck shit, but you know, if you want something, sometimes you got to let go of the other thing in order to reach for the thing that you want. And so because universe has been seeing that you've been holding tight onto something that you don't need to hold tight to anymore, it's yanking it from your ass. And so sometimes yanking it from you means, you know, the world as you see it crumbling down around you. But the thing is like when the dust settles, you're gonna see the beautiful blessing and you're gonna be like, wow, if that fuck shit didn't happen to me, I wouldn't have seen or got this opportunity that I see in front of my face. So this is what this energy is representing. Like, yes, it's hard as fuck, I'm not gonna front. This unexpected thing that's gonna happen is gonna be annoying as fuck, right? But the thing is that it's all for the betterment of you and for the world, believe it or not. So please keep that in mind, okay? Now, lastly, last aspect is the new moon sextile Chiron. Oh, how cute. So I feel like this is just a lot of healing for us about past like traumas that we've faced and dealt with, connected to, you know, people putting down our motivation, people putting down or ridiculing our drive, people putting down or ridiculing the actions that we take and how we take them, people ridiculing, you know, our personality, our persona, our appearance. You know what I mean? We're like in the process of trying to heal this, you know. But while we're in the process of trying to heal that, you know, what's beautiful, well, not while we're doing it, but how we're doing it this go around, is we're like, you know what? Yes, people made fun of this or held me back from doing a certain thing, but I see my uniqueness as worthy now. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to express my uniqueness, what makes me different. I'm going to express my ideas no matter how bad someone try to make me feel about it. I'm motivated and driven to put this shit out there. You know what's really beautiful? Is that Mars is sextile this energy, and Chiron in Aries is sextile this energy. So it's this double Martian energy happening here that's really motivating us to really, you know, step out of the box and to be our unique selves. And it's like, believe it or not, is your uniqueness and your inner genius that you don't express that much, that's going to help the collective overall, not just yourself. It's going to help the collective. You doing you is helping the collective. You doing you unapologetically, you know. So what's beautiful about this is that you're going to logically understand a little bit more on how to heal those traumas connected to your drive and motivation, your personality and your persona, your appearance, the things that is connected to self. You know, you're thinking outside the box on how to heal these things, and you're just healing it, you know. So it's dope energy, sure, very dope. All right, so I do have some extra things to say before I end this. I know this is a rather shorter version of a new moon reading for the public, but I think you guys would like it because sometimes I talk too much. Okay, but I have some extra things I do want to say. You know, if you are going to I'm on my bed, literally. I'm telling you guys, I'm on my bed when I record this shit. Okay, so I don't think that y'all should try to manifest anything during the new moon. And if you follow me on Instagram, I've told y'all this already, okay? And I said, you know, listen to my podcast when, you know, listen to my podcast, basically, which is this episode. Which for me to give you the dates. And the reason why I'm very specific about this is because there's a lot of squares happening, y'all. There's a lot of squares happening, maybe not to the new moon, but still it's affecting the new moon because the squares are still happening. You know what I mean? So for instance, Mars is squared Venus, Mars is squared Neptune, Sun is square Uranus during the new moon. The moon was square Uranus. Chiron is semi-sextile Uranus. Saturn and Pluto, for a while ago, I'm not sure if it's still happening, but Saturn and Pluto was square Eris, which was causing all these like disruptions within our life, like a motherfucker. So it's just like this energy is kind of like ass, you know? So I'm not going to, manifest during this new moon, like the exact new moon. I just rather not. What I'm actually going to do is manifest the first week of February. So if you are going to manifest, I would say do it right before, right before the full moon. I know this sounds crazy, but listen to me as I explain, okay? There's the waning moon and the waxing moon. Yes, there's phases in between, blah, blah, blah. I understand. Yes, yes. But I'm just talking in general, right? It's the waning moon and the waxing moon. And I'm going to get deeper into this next month, because next month's topic of the month is going to be related to this. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what, but I'm just saying it's related to this, okay? So, there's the waning moon and the waxing moon. The waning moon is when the moon is decreasing. The waxing moon is when the moon is increasing, okay? So, while the moon is increasing, which is starting now because the moon is totally blank and now it's going to grow. It's, you know, so at this moment, we're in a waxing moon moment. We can manifest things to come into our lives. This is why people say new moon is a great time to manifest things you want to bring in. This is why I specifically say do not manifest, I don't care what time, but do not manifest anything until the moon is starting to grow. So after the moon and the sun is exact. All right? That's because if you manifest something the day of the new moon, but it was before the moon and the sun is exact, it's going to get out of your life because the moon is still decreasing. Okay? This is why it's really important. Manifest things after, again, let me say it again, after the sun and the moon is exact. Okay? And so the thing is that the time that I'm going to manifest, I'll say you can manifest between, you know, the 4th and the 8th. But if you manifest on the 8th, it has to be right before the full moon. So while the moon is still increasing, even when it looks like it's full, but it's still going to increase, that little short amount of time, that little like chunk of time where the moon is like full, but it's still increasing, is a great time to start things. You know what I mean? Because the moon is already full and it's still growing to its potential. So that means that when you manifest things, it's going to be there. Like the manifestation is going to be there. But then when it releases, it's really going to smack people in the face. There's this like theory. I think I'm saying this right. I'm not quite sure. But I remember people saying that like Beyonce always released things in moon phases, specifically the like full moon. But she doesn't release things when the full moon is, you know, exact and after the full moon, you know, after it went exact, because the full moon's gonna start to decrease. She does it right before the full moon is increasing. Right before the full moon is exact while it's still increasing, so it can make that impact. And child, we know every album, bam, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it's, they say, I'm pretty sure that's the thing with Beyonce. Also, that happened with, didn't that happen with, what's her face? Normani. Didn't she release Motivation the same way? Right before the full moon? I'm pretty sure she did. And so it's really important. You know what I mean? Like, these artists know what they're doing. So that's what I'm going to do. Like, what I'm going to manifest is I'm going to manifest right before the full moon. But not even because of that impact like that. I'm manifesting right before the full moon because it's still new moon, it's still waxing energy, right? Because the astrological energy just looks better. There's not that many squares. You know what I mean? The only square that's happening is between Mars and Venus, but it's at a 7-degree difference. And so it's at its last, it's a very far aspect. You know what I mean? A very far orb. But there's not other like freaking things happening. No other squares happening. So I'm looking now. Yeah, there's no other squares happening. So I'd rather just do it then. while the moon is still waxing. That's my suggestion. Now, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. And, you know, the dates I give is between the 4th and the 8th, even though the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, honestly, I think Uranus is going to be square Saturn and Pluto. And I'd rather not deal with that, because that's a mess. So that's why I'm waiting on the 8th, right before the freaking full moon. Because the moon is technically still waxing. It's still in new moon energy. So I'm taking advantage, you know. But you don't have to do this. This is me just using electional astrology. But this is my suggestion. But do what you want. Do what you feel that's right intuitively. That's very important too. But this is what I'm doing, okay? So I definitely wanted to add that. I also want to add too that I think, you know, when you guys do this new moon stuff to see how it applies to you and your chart, find out where the ascendant is in your area when the full moon or the new moon is exact. I think that'll be cool. So where I'm at in the world, right? You know, the ascendant is going to be in Leo, right? And Leo is in my seventh, and the new moon will be in my, and the new moon will be in my seventh house in my, chart. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, sorry, I said that totally wrong. Let me say this one more time. So, sorry guys, I'm like reading off of something. I wrote it so wrong. I'm so sorry. So let me try this again. So I think you guys should go and check where the ascendant is in your area. So where I'm at, you know, the rising sign when the new moon was exact was in Leo. Leo's in my seventh house. And the new moon will basically be in my first house natally. So I feel like this is kind of saying that, hey, you know, you in relate something connected with you in relationships is happening here. You know what I mean? So it's something that I have to pay attention to. And I think you guys should kind of like do something similar. So maybe where you're at, the rising sign when the new moon is exact is in Sag, and see, maybe Sag is in your third house. So, you know, you have to focus on communication, you know what I mean? As well as self-expression, since you know, the new moon will probably be in your fifth house. You know, kind of like play around with it a little bit, and it'll kind of give you the theme of what the month will be about. Okay, so just keep that in mind. And yeah, that's what I got you guys. So for my Patreon subscribers, Cosmic Gang Gang, y'all are not really Patreon subscribers no more, but for my Cosmic Gang Gang, we're going to be talking about aspect patterns happening. There's like mad fixed stars that is conjunct the new moon, so we're definitely going to talk about that. And then lastly, we're going to talk about the new moon in each house. If you're interested in being in the Cosmic Gang, go to astrodim.space. Again, astrodim.space. I had to think about that one. And become a member. The membership tier starts at $8. You should just become a member of astrodim.space, period. There's a free plan where you can just be, you're able to comment on the forums, comment on the blogs, and, you know, really be a part of the community and stuff. So you should just do that off of GP. I would appreciate it. But you know, if you're interested in getting the extended version of this podcast, definitely go ahead and do what you gotta do, boo. All right, so thanks guys for listening. I'm gonna rest because I'm tired, and I probably sound all over the place in this. I'm sorry, but this energy work done did something to me, baby. It did something to me, baby. All right, so bye. Have a good new mood. Love you guys. Peace.